Welcome to Poolsville Presbyterian Church. We are located in the town of Poolsville in western Montgomery County, Maryland. Poolsville Presbyterian Church is a member of the National Capital Presbytery. You're always welcome to join us as we worship our Lord every Sunday morning at 10:30. Our scripture reading comes from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. In his message titled, The Scattering, Reverend David Williams tells us that we are in a busy time which scatters our hearts. We need to slow down, catch our breaths, recognize the great miracle that has been given to us, and appreciate the tiny moments of life. Let us now join Reverend Williams as he explains God's Word.
Please be seated. It is such a busy time. Right about now, when we are chasing after everything we need to do to get ready for what we are reminded is just a few days away, it's easy in these times when we feel like we have to do a million things and they all have to happen all at once for us to lose sight of the joy of the season. To let the rushing and the chasing and the stress of it all become the only thing we see. But here in this place, in this moment, as we gather for worship, it's a place we're going to try to catch our breath together. And it's a place where we need to remember, yes, we are pressed and stressed, and that can distract us. Distract us from the joy and purpose of both this season and our everyday. So now, in this time, let's acknowledge that we feel that pressure, and let's confess that together in the prayer of confession. It's printed in your bulletin. Please join with me in the praying of it. Almighty God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, the message we get over and over again from our world is that it's all about us. Our society offers us the fulfillment of our every desire. It tells us we should get everything we want. It creates in us the expectation that our every hunger, desire, and passion should be fulfilled right now. And as we chase after those things, forever unsatisfied, forever hungry, we wander farther and farther from the kingdom Jesus came into this world to proclaim. Remind us, gracious one, that it is in you that we find ourselves. In Christ, please help us remember. Amen. Listen now for the assurance of God's pardon. Who is in a position to condemn?
Only Christ, who lived for us, died for us, and reigns in power for us.
Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation altogether. The past is finished. The past is gone. Everything is fresh and new. Friends, what is the good news of the gospel? In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. Our third scripture reading for this morning is drawn from Luke's gospel. I'll be reading from Luke chapter 1, the second part of verse 46 through verse 55, and you can follow along on page 57 of your Pew New Testament. Let us now listen a third time for God's holy word. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Gracious God, grant that the words of my mouth and the meditations in the hearts and minds of each and every one gathered here, grant that they be acceptable in your sight, O our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This is the time of year when, for all of our intent to sit down on occasion and have a meal in our house together, my family tends not to be doing such a good job of that. We are racing all across Northern Virginia, doing one thing after another thing after another thing. There's a rehearsal that has to be gotten to, and there's a swim practice that has to be gotten to, and there's another rehearsal that has to be gotten to, and we are chasing all around. We're over here, we're over there, we're rushing, and we are scampering constantly all over the place. And we don't have time to sit and eat together. We don't have time for anything, it seems. We're in this constant state of motion, and that means when we do eat, it tends to be rushing by Wendy's or popping by McDonald's as infrequently as possible, or Chipotle I like, at least it's something I can eat there. We're in this constant churn of motion because our lives are so full and we are chasing after so many moments that very often it feels that we don't for an instant sit down and savor the moment we're in. Really embrace that instant that we're inhabiting. It's a funny thing because our society kind of does that to us. We're out there in the world and we get all of these inputs about things we need to do, and we need to do them right now and right in this moment, and it makes us so anxious. It makes us so scattered. It actually has testably that effect. There was a study released by the University of Toronto, some researchers up there, that did a study of the impact of just thinking about fast food, not even eating it, just like having the thought, McDonald's, makes us more hurried. They did a test on undergraduates, you know, the folks they herd in to do psychological testing to, you know, here's this experiment, you know, as long as it doesn't involve you shocking people, you know. It's the experiment was exposing them even subliminally to the brand identities of McDonald's and Burger King, and they found that the consistently, repeatably, provably, the kids who were exposed to that and then told to do a task would feel more rushed about the task and would get it done a lot quicker because they wanted to get done with things faster. The act of eating quickly, doing things quickly, feeling you have to push through every moment because there's something more that you have to get to, which you have to do as quickly as you possibly can because there's something more after that and there's something more after that. That's the way we live increasingly, chasing after things, pursuing things so intently that we don't catch our breath and say, this moment that I'm in is miraculous and amazing. The person I am with is a child or a parent or a friend or even a stranger, and I have time for them, and I'm appreciating that I am there and present with them. We don't do that as much because we have been told everything must happen now. It's one of the things I find perhaps most miraculous about Mary today, as we hear her singing a song of praise It seems a miracle that she would even stop. You know, you have time to sit and sing. You have time to notice what has just happened to you and celebrate it. It seems, especially now when we feel like we are chasing after everything, like a small miracle in and of itself. As miraculous as the child that she held, that she knew was coming into her life, as amazing as all of this, she was able to say, I'm going to take just this moment to sing my praises for this time that I have been given. When I encounter the words in that song about how scattered we are and can become in the thoughts of our hearts, where she sings out, he's scattered the proud, I remind myself, as I hear this, as we should all be reminded in this season, of how important it is in the craziness and the rushness and the you need to be two places at once-ness of this time, that we can so easily become those scattered people, so chasing after moments that should be good, that we don't really take the time to savor them. So in this season, in this time, in this place, let's remember how significant those little things are, how much a blessing they are, and hold on to them and take time to give our own thanks for those moments in life that come and then pass on. Remember this day not to let your hearts be scattered. Savor those moments. Let that be so for you and for me. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Williams, for an inspiring message. The congregation from Poolsville Presbyterian Church would like to thank you, the listener, for joining us, and we hope that today's message helps you grow in God's grace. We end today's message with our benediction.
We are coming rapidly to the conclusion of a wild and busy season. And in that season where it is so easy to chase after every moment, to run it down so hard that it'll be December 28th and you'll realize, hey, that was Christmas. I booked right on past it. Remember in this time to slow down, not be scattered, and really appreciate these moments of life we have been blessed with. Because this life races on by. It grows up so fast, as they say. That's why it is so important, just as we savor and rejoice in those moments of tininess and even savor those teen years, that we take every moment that we have been given and rest in it and let ourselves sing praise that we have been blessed with it. In this season of rushedness, let that spirit rest upon you and guide us in understanding how important those little moments are. So now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of us today and tomorrow and our whole lives long. Amen.